With tax season underway, Massachusetts groups are raising awareness about the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, better known as VITA. It's an IRS-sponsored program to help people file their income taxes correctly and maximize their refunds. Community action agencies and other groups have served over 30,000 Massachusetts residents, helping them get more than $600 million in refunds. Elena Van Tassel with the Massachusetts State Treasurer's Office of Economic Empowerment says for many families, having free and comprehensive tax preparation services can go a long way.
Tax refunds can really help pay for essentials, whether it's groceries, housing, or heating costs. But we also work with the VITA sites to use tax time as an opportunity to talk to families about long-term financial goals, like saving for their child's higher education.
She adds, while the deadline for filing taxes isn't until mid-April, it's important to reach out to a VITA site to get started as soon as possible. This Friday, the Massachusetts Association for Community Action holds an annual VITA launch event in Stockbridge. This Friday is also National Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. The EITC is a tax credit for low to moderate income working families. Rich Sheward with Children's Health Watch says many people may not be aware of the tax credits they're eligible for.
VITA sites are very, very focused on making sure that households are aware of the EITC, know what they're eligible for, and are able to claim that, and the child tax credit as well.
Ansel Tejada, who's with the Massachusetts Association for Community Action, notes there are more than 80 VITA sites around the state, and half are run by the state's 21 community action agencies.
VITA is a gateway into one of our services. But remember, when you come into a community action agency, we're looking for other ways that we'll be able to help you and offer you wraparound services.
I'm Lily Bolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.